Title: Wake Up Call, LA County's Hotel Worker Protection Ordinance is in effect. Content: The Hotel Worker Protection Ordinance, HWPO, passed by the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, became operative April 1, 2026, and its housekeeping training requirements take effect on October 1, 2026. Hotel employers covered by the HWPO are subject to a swath of new legal obligations concerning workplace safety, workload, and overtime limitations, and training. Determining whether your hotel is covered. The HWPO applies to employers in unincorporated areas of LA County who own, control, or operate a hotel, and includes contractors who employ hotel workers. To be clear, hotel properties in incorporated areas, even including LA County, are excluded from the HWPO and remain governed by respective municipal ordinances. Thus, employers should carefully determine whether their properties are governed by the HWPO. The HWPO covers all workers employed by covered hotels, but excludes managerial, supervisory, or confidential employees, employees whose duties involve access to confidential information, usually in regard to the employer's labor relations. Accordingly, a broad range of hotel workers, including but not limited to maintenance workers, food service workers, housekeeping staff, and front desk workers, fall under the HWPO. Exceptions to coverage: hotels in unincorporated areas of LA County are not governed by the HWPO in two narrow circumstances. First, a collective bargaining agreement can waive the HWPO if the waiver is explicit, clear, and unambiguous. Second, otherwise covered hotel employers may obtain a one-year waiver of the HWPO from the LA County Department of Consumer and Business Affairs. To obtain this waiver, the employer must demonstrate that compliance with the HWPO would require the hotel to reduce its workforce by more than 20% or reduce hotel workers' total hours by more than 30%, to avoid bankruptcy or closure. The HWPO's six primary requirements: 1. Mandatory panic buttons, personal security devices. Covered hotels must provide, at no cost to the employee, personal security devices if the employee is assigned to work alone in guest rooms or restrooms. Importantly, the device must include a panic button that can alert and summon designated security officers or hotel staff who must be available at all times to immediately respond to the alert. Notices must also be posted in guest rooms and restrooms that security devices are provided to hotel employees. Employees must be trained annually on how to use and respond to the devices. 2. Protections for employees who report threatening conduct under the HWPO. If an employee alerts the hotel of violent or threatening conduct by a guest, the hotel must do two things. 1. Upon request, the hotel must provide a reasonable accommodation to the employee. That accommodation includes, without limitation, a modified work schedule or reassignment to a vacant position. 2. The hotel must allow the employee paid time off to report the conduct and consult with a counselor or advisor of the employee's choosing. 3. Workload limitations. Cleaning assignments for housekeeping staff of covered hotels are capped by both space and time. For hotels with fewer than 40 guest rooms, housekeeping staff regular time is capped at 4,500 square feet per 8-hour workday. Housekeeping staff at covered hotels with 40 or more guest rooms have a 3,500 square footage cap per 8-hour workday. If that cap is exceeded, housekeeping staff are entitled to double time payment. For employees working sub-8-hour shifts, the square footage calculations must be prorated. The HWPO also restricts the number of rooms an employee may be assigned to clean following guest departures in a single workday. Covered employers should carefully review the mandates on how to determine the square footage cap, as calculations can be impacted by factors such as employee schedules and the type of room being cleaned. For overtime limitations and notice/consent protocol under the HWPO, employees cannot work more than 10 hours in a single workday without the employee's written consent. And covered employers must provide employees with at least 7 days' notice before asking for consent. The notice must inform the employee that they have a right to refuse giving consent without fear of retaliation. Employers should maintain records evidencing this consent process. 5. Housekeeping training effective October 1, 2026.